my friend from Korea I haven't seen in like 10 plus years or 15 years. This guy, so we've been hanging out like once or twice a week, and every time he hangs out, he wants In-N-Out. I'm sick and tired of it. Like, how much is too much In-N-Out? Like, because no, what's crazy is I used to go weekly In-N-Out. I used to, because I was eating no carbs, I would, my order would be 2 cheeseburgers protein style, but I don't do it because I don't do it anymore because it's too salty. How much is too much In-N-Out? Because I'm sick and tired of it.
So
sick and tired.
As it's of good. Now, as of now, I can't have enough In-N-Out. Like I do crave it every day because when I want a burger, my go-to burger spot is going to be In-N-Out just because it's so like healthy when you get it like as protein style. So I don't.
It's not healthy. Protein style.
It's not like as healthy, but it's healthier than Burger King, healthier than McDonald's. Yeah. Like it's going to be healthier than those options. And it's honestly priced pretty well. It's like $4 for the burger or a little more if I'm getting like the double double or whatever. As of now, I feel like I could eat that sandwich every day for the rest of my life. But I know that that can change. That can easily change. If I just eat too much of it and one day I'll be like, dude, I need to have something else. I can't have this. But as of now, my thought process is I can have that for the rest of my life.
I never tried a Flying Dutchman, which I need to.
So there's the there. That's the one with onions, right?
Yeah.
There's one with tomatoes as well. And there's one with... No, there's one... There's like a, I think it's a Flying Dutchman, but like you can have like whole onions, like not the grill, because Flying Dutchman is grilled onions. It's whole grilled onions. You can have like the raw onions instead too. And that holds up a little bit better, but it just depends because the raw onions have kind of like a spice kick, like a immediate hit of flavor versus grilled onions. So I enjoy grilled onions.
I need to
more.
Try the, I've always forget and I've seen people order it. The Rooper float. I always forget.
And there, you know what? I mean, like, this is, I found this out a while ago, but more recently than later and then earlier stages of my life, they have hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And then
I think they have coffee too.
They have coffee. Yeah, and they coffee. Give hot chocolate to kids for free on a rainy day. And I was like, that, what the heck? Like, you know, I've never.
You get all dressed up as a kid.
I feel like it's like Mandela effect. Like, I've never saw hot chocolate on their menu. And all of a sudden, like, I'm seeing a brown cup and they're kind of like showing we have hot chocolate now.
I've had their Neapolitan shake.
I've had that too. Yeah. That's like, that's part of the chicken menu. So they have 3 different shakes. They have chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. But you can order it as Neapolitan and they put all 3 of them in the shake for you. And then their menu is very basic. They have a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and then the double double, which is a double patty burger. And then you can order any of those a different variation. So you can do Flying Dutchman or with onion patties, with tomato patties, with protein style, which is just lettuce wrap, essentially. You can order their fries as animal style or like there's a way to order it with just cheese. Animal style is like the burger sauce in it as well. You can order everything extra crispy so the buns can be extra toasted. The meat can be well done. The fries can be extra burnt. So there's different ways to order the same food, man.
I'm hungry.
Different ways to order the same food. So I don't think I can get tired of it. At least not. I would give it a good 6 months. I can eat it 6 months in a row. And not get tired.
I know that's Anthony Bourdain's favorite fast food restaurant. You know, but I had to admit though, like the Habit burger is good, and also Shake Shack's burger.
See, Shake Shack, I agree. Like it's really good. I don't understand how people say Five Guys is top tier. Like
Five Guys is a
good burger for like the value because you it's pricey. It's like what. Like $12 or something for the burger, but they have unlimited topping, so you can put mushrooms, like everything. You can put everything on there.
In-N-Out, their fries is ass, dude.
Get them extra well done and try it that way.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, there's different ways. I think you can also order them like undercooked as well. I've never tried that though, but I'm not too sure.
I always get an animal style fries. I mean, well, I sometimes you know, it depends, but.
But yeah, with In-N-Out, it's a very simple menu. three items mm-hmm. and then like variation of drinks, but you can change the style of how you order it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about In-N-Out. It's just simple. It's three different options and I can just change the style that I want.
Dan, that place, I've tried to get a job at corporate, that place, and I've only applied twice.
Yeah.
But did they have a, they must have a high turnover because, or they're growing because there's always like positions.
Well, I mean, they're moving to the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, I know. Taxes. California taxes.
Actually, we should talk about that too.
What, taxes?
No, them moving. Cause did you hear what the like CEO said?
No.
They're like, California is not a place to like raise a family.
Oh.
But like people are pissed. They agree, but you're filthy rich. Like, yeah, what is the issue?
You live in, yeah.
Like California made you. Like, what is the issue? So there's kind of like back and forth, but maybe we'll bring it up.
Not enough In-N-Out. That's
not enough In-N-Out. I don't think so.
I'm
but
sick and tired of it.
If you spread it out the way your friend is, because you said what, once every 1 to 2 weeks?
Every week, man.
You're eating In-N-Out. It? Yeah, there's not. That's enough. I need to have it every day. So not enough In-N-Out for me.
That's the road to death.
I mean, it's a lot of. I wonder if you can just ask no salt or something. I don't know. But yeah, like the patty is going to have a seasoning and salt on it. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Boom.
Bombaclat. Daniel as well. So today we've got some fun topics. We will be talking about pirate software. I feel like we've done it before, but specifically a topic for him. Talking about Evo, recently just came up. Sydney Sweeney had a commercial. Talk about that. And then just, we're going to mention Switch prices. I put it on there, but that's just a small topic probably. And that's due to tariffs, but we'll talk about that. For this week, what did I do this week? I haven't done anything. I can tell you right now.
You went to a concert.
I went to a concert.
Dang, you don't even remember?
I'm so bad.
You didn't go to Comic-Con because you had a con.
Yeah, that's right. I went to... dude, my memory is so bad. I have to write this stuff down. I went to Vans Warped Tour.
Yes.
And...
Hot.
It was hot. So the thing is, I found it enjoyable because, I've been trying to change my life around, go out more and not be indoors. Because the way my life used to be, indoors all time work. Indoors all time work. So it was enjoyable in that aspect that I was going out and stuff. I realized that I enjoy the vibe of everyone around me. I don't enjoy live music. Because even though I know the music, I know the songs that they were playing with different bands. We had Day to Remember, All American Rejects, Dropkick Murphys. There's various bands. I'm not going to name them all. I couldn't necessarily hear them that well. It was either I was too close and it was just way too damn loud, or I was too far away and I can hear the instruments, but the voice wasn't like 100%. There was no in between, and I didn't bring earplugs. I own a pair of earplugs, like nice ones, not just foam. I literally forgot them all day, like all the 2 days that I went. So that's on me. But I feel like I don't enjoy live music because depending on how it is. So I think if we were in a special venue, for a concert, yes. But this was an outdoor thing. They built like the stages and stuff for it to be there. And so there's probably like a specific point you have to be in, but we were either far away from the crowd because it was just too crowdy, or we were all the way to the front and it was too loud. It was one of the two things. So I had fun. I enjoyed the way, like the vibe everyone had, but I just couldn't enjoy the music 100%. I did that. I worked out so hard that I think I damaged my shoulder.
That's not good. I've damaged my shoulder before.
Yeah.
And I think it's still damaged.
I'm
afraid.
I think it's going to be a permanent thing. So I probably, specifically the flies is what I did. And I probably won't overdo those anymore. So I did that today as well. Today was back to going to the flies. I did a lower weight and I just felt a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as, because I was pushing near like 200 pounds. On this, and then I went back down to 120, And I'll probably cap it out at 140 and leave it at that. But it's good. I mean, I woke up the next day that I did the highest weight, and dude, it was painful. My arm was pain. But it subsided. I'm back to normal. It just when I do that specific move is the one that when I feel the pain now, but hopefully it goes away. I looked up online. It's like you really can't do anything about it. Like the next step is going to be surgery if you need it. But it recovered on its own a little bit. So I'm pretty confident it'll go back to normal. So not too worried about it. What about you? What about this week?
Went to Comic-Con. No tickets. There's all, you know, I highly recommend going outside. There's so
many events. And what's cool is they don't. Like, they're not ticketed events. Like, you don't need to have...
Sometimes you need a reservation.
Sometimes. But not all the time. You don't need a wristband to say that you're going into Comic-Con.
The Magic the Gathering, the Spider-Man one, you needed a reservation. Oh. I tried to go in, and I was like, fuck, you need a reservation. But waited in line for Avatar.
Yeah.
And they were giving out cards. Those cards are selling for $140.
And you got, like, two of them, I think.
And I got two of them. And I'm going to sell one. I'm going to keep one, sell one. There's always, like, things you could, like, sell. Like, last year when we went, the Elden Ring coin goes for, like, it goes for, like, $200. It was crazy because I was looking at a TikTok. So I did it on Saturday, got the card, and then on Sunday I wanted to go in the morning, but the line was super long. And then the guy was like, yeah, it's a 4-hour wait. And I was like, holy shit. He's like, people have been waiting. I saw a TikTok. People have been waiting since 6:30 in the morning for that card. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back an hour before it closed. And I did that. And it was like a 30-minute wait. Like,
nice, dude.
I was just like, I'll just come back.
And they still had cards.
Yeah.
Usually, like, they have limited quantities.
Yeah. But, yeah, Magic is really pushing. Like, they're really, like, going hard with the crossovers, man.
So I don't know if I told you, but Roberto's gotten really hard into it. He got into the Final Fantasy stuff.
No, video games and
He learned how to play it, and he's like, dude, I'm going to have to teach you how to play it. I'm like, I guess.
Commander or?
He likes the regular version.
Okay.
So Spider-Man came out with a collab, but they did something different. So there's two versions of this, essentially. There's a Commander version of the cards, and there is a new play style of the cards. You can't use both those for regular gameplay.
Okay.
Because the cards are too OP for regular gameplay. And so it's promoting a new play style. But people that have been in Magic this whole time are fucking pissed. Because now, if you buy the card, they do have a digital version that's completely different from the physical card. So it's not a Spider-Man version. But it's a version because they could not strike a deal with a digital version, copyright version of the cards. There's only physical copyright, no digital copyright. So there's different versions of digital cards now. So this collab has ruined that. It used to be 1-to-1. So digital, you can also own the physical. Now there's two versions of the cards because of this. So it's causing a big uproar in the whole community because of this Magic the Gathering. So I don't know what this means for. I mean, it's for now it doesn't seem like a good thing for Magic because it's causing people to get mad because it's like they've done everything a certain way and now it's changing because literally just Spider-Man, because Marvel.
Yeah, they're killing it with the collabs.
A movie.
I'm debating whether to go to a concert. It's expensive.
Camp Flognog?
No, it's like a festival. It's like a rap festival. And it was like, it's like 127, but then there's a meet and greet I want to do, which is another 200. So it's like
200 for just the meet and greet?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I met this guy already. It was Ghostface Killah. Like, I took a picture with him, but he didn't sign my shit.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I'm just like,
that's probably why. I would spend,
you know, I was thinking, oh, dude, that's another thing I could talk about. I know, like, people would be like, that's like such a waste of money for a meet and greet, just, you know, with Ghostface Killah. But at KCON, their meet and greet, did you see it? $130. So, like, there's so certain meet and greets, you can talk to the guy maybe for a little bit, take a picture, blah blah blah. But the worst meet and greets are like the Stanley ones, where like next.
It's like a machine.
So KCON, it's a meet and greet, $130. You just walk up and wave, and that's it. I was like,
no picture,
you
no talking.
You just wait. You just say hi to them and wait. And so, in no pictures, right? So some girl was like secretly recording, and the security guard like followed her, took the phone away, deleted the video. I'm like, dude, $100 for a Stanley thing, I'm okay with, but $100 just to say,
wave?
Yeah, I'm just like, nah, dude, that ain't it, dude. That's crazy, dude.
The thing is, like at KCON, there are people that are willing to pay just to wave.
Yes.
Like, so there's...
That's crazy.
There's people that are willing to do it. They think it's worth it.
I mean, this is another, like... It shows a difference in American fans and Korean fans.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of American fans are, like... They're younger. K-pop... Those meet and greets, they're all like middle-aged men. All middle-aged men, dude.
So it was female groups we're talking about then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't defend them whatsoever.
But yeah, and then I saw I'm gonna watch Takopi's Original Sin. So
It got canceled, I think. No?
No, it's done.
Or
it's
six episodes.
Okay. I was debating whether to buy or not. I bought the manga. It's back ordered. It's so like in popular. I'm from Amazon. So it's coming in like August 16, I think.
Damn.
It's back ordered. It's not so popular, but it's only one volume.
Yeah.
And then it's only six episodes, but Crunchyroll has a deal, $2. A month, so I was like, I'm gonna hop on it, watch six, and cancel it because it's the highest rated anime. It might win anime of the year. It's the only anime to have a 9.0 and higher. Damn. Every single episode. He said there's no other anime that has that. The closest one is Attack on Titan,
but overall,
Attack on Titan has so many episodes, kind of unfair. Average is unfair, but yeah, I'm super stoked about Takopi's. But man, I saw TikToks, the guy blurted out a spoiler. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Why would you? Anyways, but yeah, Takopi's Original Sin, and then I saw Fantastic Four, Fantastic Boar, Fantastic Snore.
Damn.
I don't know. Like, that story I've seen before, man. And like, I don't care if I've seen the story before and I know what's gonna happen. But make it cool, like beating Galactus. Make it. Obviously, Galactus wants to eat Earth. They beat Galactus. They save Earth. But make it cool. The way you do it, make it cool. And they didn't make it cool.
Man. What's funny is Galactus is the main villain. Mm. And then there's Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer is someone who Galactus is using, I'm assuming. Mm. But Silver Surfer seems like a better character than Galactus in specifically this movie.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, and you always talk about TikTok, specifically videos you see or like drama that's happening on TikTok. There's two things I want to mention about TikTok. I'm sorry, I'm going to steal your spotlight here. One was there's a content creator that talks about how he has the same idea that you. It's a very boorish thing. He's like, the funnest thing that was about the movie was literally Silver Surfer for me. Hmm. But then he also has another take. He always, it seems like he tries to do the get rage content, essentially. He says that Beyonce is a much more famous artist than Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
And the thing is, I feel like perspective is the biggest thing in this.
Yes.
Because obviously we were alive when Michael Jackson was alive and doing his stuff. So we saw, like, there were people worshiping Michael Jackson. Like, there was an insane amount of people. And he's been dead for, what, like, 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Beyonce is obviously doing her thing, makes albums, like, it's huge. But it's still not the level that Michael Jackson was.
Right.
But if you think of it now, you're like, yeah, like Beyonce obviously is huge, but it's because she's still alive, still making content. Like, it's her current flow. Michael Jackson can't do that. He's dead. Like, it's, he reached a peak, but it's still at that peak. No one can reach him yet. And I think it's insane that this guy...
The story... the reason why I know, like, Michael Jackson is way more famous is because when he was when he was making the video for Black and White, the director, what's his name? John Landis. He was saying, like, yeah, we would film the music video and just random people would visit him on set, like Walt Disney's daughter.
Yeah.
He's like he's just like this the queen of this country. He's just like, I've never seen a celebrity status like that. And that's why I don't think that happens to Beyonce.
Also, there's the idea that, like, there's a point where Michael Jackson wanted to try to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to pay to be able to, like, rent out a whole supermarket and shop like a normal person because he wasn't able to do that. Like, people would crowd him like crazy. And that blows my mind. Like, he can't even do normal tasks because he's so famous.
But I'm going to say something crazy. It's not rage bait. This is my genuine opinion. Okay. I think Bruno Mars is way better than Michael Jackson. And the reason why I say that, this is not the Weekly DLC speaking. This is the Last Boss is speaking. Okay? The reason why I say that is because this is Michael Jackson. He's got, like, what? Two really great albums.
Yeah.
The rest of his shit sucks, dude. It's ass. Like, if you think about the ratio of hits to, like, his discography, it's ass. Most of his songs are ass.
I mean, he has two
like, excellent, excellent albums.
Yeah.
Like, near perfect albums. All because of, I'm going to say it's Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
It's because of Quincy.
One of them is Bad.
The producer. Bad and Thriller.
Thriller.
But the rest of his discovery sucks, but Bruno Mars is making hits after hits after hits after hits. And he's, like, changing genres. So that's my take.
I mean, I feel like Michael Jackson did try to change, but I feel like he had so much popularity that he has people around him going, like, you can't do this. Like, it is... They were telling him at the time, probably, this is like self-suicide. Like, you are going to kill your career if you go a different route in music. So he was forced to just keep the same music. But he tried.
What saddens me is he never said yes to when Pharrell or the Neptunes, they were making like I Love You, Senorita.
Yeah.
And those are from Michael Jackson. Pharrell made it for Michael Jackson and he passed on it. I was like, damn. But what's cool about AI, though, is like you can hear a Michael Jackson version of it. And I was like, oh, man, we missed out on that, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. He fucked up, dude. Because Justin Timberlake had a fucking... His first album was fucking good with the Pharrell beats.
And then talking about AI, I mean, like, it's taking over the world, man.
Brazilian?
Yeah, there's a... TikTok, that's TikTok, too. There's a Brazilian song where it talks about... I mean, I'm not going to translate it. It's super catchy. You don't have no idea what it's saying, mm-hmm. so you're dancing along to it,
mm-hmm.
and then you realize it's really bad what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it's AI.
But most of the people don't know that it's AI.
That's crazy.
They're fooled.
That is crazy to me.
It's gonna get crazier. I mean, the AI videos now are pretty crazy. The ones where, like, someone sneezes and their face falls off, or the cat.
So there is one where they were showing someone, I think, was about to sneeze. A cat was, like, looking at their face, like, gonna smell it. And when they sneeze, like, their face erupts into, like, a cabbage salad. And the cat, like, starts sniffing it. And you're like, and at first, when they're about to sneeze, you're like, this is a real video. And then the sneeze happens, you're like, this is not a real video.
It's getting better, man.
Yeah. Scary.
It's scary. So, like, my goal in, like, I keep on saying I'm going to come to stream. I gotta stream soon before TwitchCon happens. I bought my TwitchCon tickets, but I got to stream soon. But I think I've given up on being a full-time content creator. I'm not giving up. I can't say I'm giving up, but it's...
You're not going to focus on making the content.
My hope, like, is not on that.
Yeah.
My new goal is... I want to retire early. That's my new goal. So I've been, like, super, like, looking into investment. I mean, not like day trading, but growing. Like, I still have faith in NVIDIA. Like, I want to invest in NVIDIA. So I think what I'm going to do is, I don't think I should say it on, but I'm going to invest in NVIDIA.
All right.
But because I still think it has way more potential to grow, but I want to retire early. I mean, the realistic goal is to retire in 10 years, but that's not going to happen. But I don't want to retire when I'm 65, dude.
Yeah, the max.
Yeah, because I always see those TikToks or Twitter posts about, going into work, 30 more years of this shit. I want to retire early. And invest, man. Fuck, dude. Like, whoever's listening, if you're young, dude, please invest, man, when you're young. Don't be like me, dude. No, and I see those depressing ass TikToks where it's like an old dude. He's like, I'm, 60 something and I'm still working and I didn't invest when I was young.
I mean, it's as simple as
there's two things. No, I think the number one thing is investing in your health. Like, I wish I was a lot healthier. Like, I made strides to be healthy. I mean,
from earlier.
Yeah, but I mean, what's that saying? Like, the best day to plant a tree was yesterday, but the second best time to plant a tree is today. Invest in your health and invest in your wealth. Health and wealth.
But for wealth, it's as simple as starting in IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can put in, if you do a one for yourself, max is 6,000, I think 7,000 now.
Yeah.
But you just find out what the cap is and then just invest as much as you can to that.
Yeah.
And over time, that money will help you retire. That's it.
You do it earlier, the better.
The earlier, the better, because it's compound interest. Anyways, let's talk about, actually, since we're on content creation, talk about Pirate Software and how he is no longer going to be a content creator. No, his downfall, essentially. So I don't know what is true anymore. Because there's obviously everything I get is through TikTok.
Mm.
And people are saying, we found out that he worked at Blizzard for 7 years. But it turns out
I don't think he said it enough.
It turns out that he didn't even have like an important thing. Ended up like he wasn't doing shit for the 7 years. And then he got fired, essentially.
So you saw the TikTok with his roommate, ex-roommate?
Yeah, which was a female.
Mm.
And
or is his boss, right?
It was the boss and roommate at some point.
That's such weird. I would never move in with my boss. Yeah. That's so weird, dude.
But
no.
So that there's that, and then the boss was saying essentially she would have to force him to do his work because he would just mess around, probably be on Reddit or something. So there's that. So he was always lying, and then
also he's like a nepo. Because his dad was like
Blizzard for 23 years.
Yeah, higher up at Blizzard.
Yeah.
Meat Canyon made a video.
And then you brought up a good point.
Sucking on his tit.
Yeah, he gets a curse on... In the video, he gets a curse on himself. His feet kind of curl up into his body and starts swallowing it. And it's essentially he's full of himself.
Mm.
So you brought that up.
That's so smart, dude. Meat Canyon is really smart. He's very observant because when he did the boom guys, he drawed the nipples of the dad. I'm like, dude, that's so, because his nipples are always hard, dude. I'm like, dude, that's so.
I feel like though that's something that cartoon artists normally do.
Because
when you go on the on a public street that a cartoonist is there and they're like, hey, I'll draw you for $10. They emphasize the small little inconsistent, little things that you have. So if I have a shitty beard, he'll make it even shittier, you know?
What's funny was when he's like, I forgot what it was. He's saying something. He's like, yeah, well, welcome here. Well, chat. This is part of our chat. And he's like,
you're not even online, you idiot. And he's like, this is how streamers practice. Stay on top of their game.
Oh, man. Yeah. The only reason I don't like Pirate Software is him doubling down. He just cannot admit.
So there's a video. I saw it when it first came out. He's streaming another MMO, and he ends up... Someone ends up attacking a specific thing, and it wipes the whole party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, dude, the idiot who did that, why would he do that? It turns out, his chat ended up seeing what happened. He's the one who hit the unit. So... they like tell him, he goes back to the video and he's like, you know what? I did the right thing. I should have hit that thing. And it's like, what are you? First, you were talking shit on whoever hit that. And then when you find out it's you, you're like, no, that was the right thing to do. And it's like, no, bro, you're doubling down. It's so bad right now.
Yeah.
And dude, so when I saw that, he's I'm like this guy just.
He's a crazy narcissist.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. But he was getting away with it. He had like a million subscribers or something like that.
Well, he's falling down.
Yeah, dude. It's
the downfall is real.
Of him, dude.
So if you see him at PAX, what are you gonna do?
I wouldn't even talk to him.
Fucking to think of. So there's a Mariah Carey ODB song, and the making of the song is actually really hilarious. It's too long to get into, but Diddy's in the song. And he only says like two lines. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna. What does it say? Oh, he goes, I'm gonna dance my ass off or some shit like that. Diddy's gonna have a crazy party, dude.
Damn, dude.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail?
I'm gonna have a crazy party. But yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. It's insane seeing what like the timeline of his content creation career. And how it went up and then like straight down.
I saw a TikTok recently, this kind of segue. They asked Tyler One who he thought was the best streamer, like all around.
Ludwig.
Well, he said two people, but the one person he said, I always say he's the best streamer. Summit 1G.
Ooh.
He said like he's like, but he also said Soda Poppin'. He said he's like either Summit 1G or Soda Poppin', but I think so. Summit 1G is objective. My favorite streamer is CDN the third, but objectively, I think Summit 1G is the best streamer.
See, I agree with the Soda Poppin' one because, like, the thing is, I'm sure it's semi intentional, but he's created it. He's created his streaming stuff into like a career. Like, there's money coming in from different aspects. I don't know if he meant to do it intentionally because he's still very young.
Mm.
He's like 26, 27 now. Obviously, when he started was like 17, 18. I don't know how young he was when he started this. But the way he's grown that, and it just seems like it's not intentional. Like, it's just kind of happened to him. He's made friends. Friends have helped him out. Like, you know, hey, sell shirts. Do this, do that. He'll donate that money. Like, it's insane how versatile Soda Poppin' has become. And then he's done like the whole with the WoW guild. He made a whole guild
Pirate Software.
that ruined Pirate Software. It's insane.
It was all part of his plan. That's why you like him.
It's crazy.
Soda Poppin's master.
Yeah, Poppin', like it's not. I don't even think it's intentional on his part. It just happens naturally. Like he always has like this stuff that he's doing, and he's always, for me at least, because I do stay within his little sphere of like information. I see him all the time for me. So I think Soda Poppin' is a really good one. Summit 1G is really good, but like, I mean, this is not to talk about like the way how he is as a content creator, but he's done things that can ruin him. But luckily, like his fans are like supportive, so they're like, "Hey, don't worry about it. Like it'll go by," and it does. So,
I think the one person who's like that is Dr. Disrespect. That guy.
But like he's not falling as hard hardcore. As, he has hardcore fans, but he's not falling as hard as Pirate Software. Pirate Software lost everyone.
What's crazy is, dude, there was a clip of Dr. Disrespect recently. And he was talking about his visit to Korea. I don't like when Doc goes on his like double down, like I'm right.
Yeah.
But the way he was talking about like his experience there, I was like, that's the old Doc I miss. Like, I would see that Doc.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch that Doc.
So let's move on to Evo. So Evo happened. And so I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch anything Evo.
Hoo-wee.
But I did watch the crash out moment. And but
I think all of Twitter should watch.
And then I found out
and remixed it.
Yeah, and then I found out that it was literally not like a real moment. Like it happened, but it was all a joke between two friends because they had fought way earlier in past Evos, and the guy legitimately crashed out, and then he just jokingly crashed out on this one. But yeah, so Evo, what did you see?
So top eight Marvel versus Capcom. That might be the last time Marvel will be showcased, which is sad. But it's like an old game. It's like 25 years. I think 25 years old. And
I mean, they're gonna bring
I was like, dang, I don't know. I need to look into it, but I don't know why Justin Wong didn't enter the tournament. But I guess these guys are way better than Justin Wong because they're using... So the one thing I don't like about Marvel is... So I like watching Justin Wong on his TikTok because he uses random characters. Like, I mean, characters that synergize well, but they're not top tier.
Yeah.
But the Marvel was all top tier characters, and it's kind of boring when you see the same
characters. The same move sets, yeah, like everything,
same combos, and
yeah,
there's infinites, so it's kind of boring. Like,
the infinites are usually like just two repeating moves over and over and over.
Yeah. So I saw Marvel, saw Street Fighter. I saw a little bit of Tekken, but yeah, dude, Sonic Fox dominated. Fucking the Tekken guy, Arslan Ash, dominated. Mena RD dominated, dude. It's funny because, you know, when I watch them fight, I'm like, yeah, I could compete. But then when I'm watching Mena RD and he does his combos, I'm like, I got to correctly block all of that. And there's a 50% chance I make a mistake. And
yeah, but you also, like, don't get me wrong. When you play at that level, you have to practice a lot. And I feel like practicing is what I would consider a young man's game, because we're not going to spend, you know, 18 to 20 hours a day practicing. When these guys are, they'll get like 2 hours of sleep, wake up, right back to it again. Like, I get 2 hours of sleep, I'm not waking up for fucking another 8 hours because I'm dead tired. I can't put in that time anymore for it.
What's crazy about Street Fighter, though, a lot of the killers, like the legends, were fucking destroyed early on. Like, they got knocked out.
That's
dude.
Why I'm saying, like, it's a young man's game, dude.
Well, it's like, not really. It's a mix of old and young, but there was one young kid that was dominating. He was like, he's 17, and he just plays a very defensive Cammy.
Yeah.
And he was just destroyed. He got knocked out, but Men RD, his combos are fucking sick, yeah, dude. I mean, one day I want to go to Evo and compete and just get knocked out.
Is there a new fighting game coming out? Or there's the Marvel one.
Tokon, showcased it. They had a demo, and there's they had the 2X KO.
Oh, okay.
The
Riot? Riot, yeah.
They showed that a little bit.
But what is there a current release for the 2K? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably, I don't know, cuz I do want
to 2X KO. That's a tag team game. It's a two player, it's a four player game. So I don't know if you could control one controller, two characters, but that's a tag team game with four players.
So then I'll probably get into the Marvel one instead then.
So the Marvel one I heard plays like the Persona fighting game. So I like Arc, the art style. I don't like the fighting engine. I prefer Street Fighter's fighting
engine. Yeah. I just want to get into one. Like, I want to get into it enough to where I feel confident going into Evo and like lasting at least a while there, you know? Not to the very end, but at least a while. Just to kind of experience that, because I've never actually gone to Evo.
And that one dude, the dude that won for that Evo moment, Goichi, I remember him crying when he beat Sonic Fox in Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Yeah.
He's like, and Sonic Fox is like,
good job. Sonic Fox is fucking cool, dude.
Dude, that guy is a him and Men RD, dude, no one poses a problem. I think they're the goats of their fighting. Men RD, I could safely say, is a goat of Street Fighter. Like, he beats Daigo, like, easily. Even though Daigo's a legend.
But you mean, like, Daigo in his prime, not, like, Daigo now?
Yeah.
Okay.
His Blanco, it makes me want to play Blanco. I was like, holy shit, that's a crazy ass.
Yeah, when so I think what was it in five? Someone that was using Blanca, the way they were using it, I was like, I didn't know he could move like that. Like, I didn't even know that movement was possible for him. It always seemed like a very basic character, not like a basic, but it seemed like it was a very defensive player, like character. And for it to be play offensive and watch it move the way it moves, I was like, I didn't know Blanca can move like that. That's crazy. So yeah, it's really cool seeing people use characters that you would never expect to be used in certain ways. At least with my limited knowledge of how Street Fighter is.
I think there's a tournament at PAX.
It's gonna be like that time that you went to Evo, dude, just on the train and then getting God there, damn. First loss, get the fuck out.
Retire. GoPro and retire.
This is going to be our Puyo Puyo experience, dude.
Which is funny. I think I'm going to enter a tournament at PAX. The Balatro one.
Oh, no. I mean, you have pretty good practice on that one. So yeah. It's possible. But let's move on. I mean, since we're on games, let's talk about Switch prices. So they're increasing the price of Switch 1 and Switch 1 games. So, honestly, I mean, they're letting us know that it's because of the tariffs, but I think that there's going to be a delay before they announce Switch 2 price increases, because they're going to have to. Like, everything is going up in price. They're going to have to. But I don't know what that means for Switch price games, because the Switch 2 prices specifically. I think they went back to the $90, I think, right now.
It's not 90.
No, not 90. Okay, maybe they're going to go back
70,
to 70,
I think.
Donkey Kong, how much was that one?
70, I think. It's like only $10 more than...
Okay. But yeah, I think they're going to increase the Switch 2 prices soon. I think within like a month, I would say. Probably.
And the Nintendo Direct is Thursday. Don't know.
They'll probably announce it then, watch. Like, by the way, guys, we have to do the Switch 2 as well. So...
When I go to PAX, that I'm running to the Nintendo booth first, because I heard that booth is like, so,
and they always have good
merch,
gifts too.
Yeah.
So,
I'm running to the Nintendo booth first. What are they gonna showcase? Donkey Kong? And
I mean, I'm gonna do it in the morning on Friday, because I'm gonna be there. I got this. But that was just a quick one. We just wanted to mention it. And then the last thing is Sydney Sweeney, the commercial. She's got great genes.
Jeez.
So the thing is, Sydney is just being used. She has no intention of anything that's going on. She just has a commercial. They told her to do this. She did that.
But I disagree, man. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, if you're gonna get an ad, you're gonna say, you're gonna be like, what's the ad gonna say? I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that would be your agent, though. Like, you would, like, you as an artist, essentially. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna say she's a dumb person. You, generally, when you're that young, you're not gonna fucking care. If your agent's saying like, this is gonna be really good for you, you're gonna do that. And sure. Like, when you're saying things, you'll be like, hey, that's kind of...
I disagree. Like, yeah? I think she knew. I mean, you would know. Like, they're going to do an ad. They're gonna tell you what the ad's about and what the ads... They're going to give you ideas of what it's going to be. I disagree. I think she knew.
But I think she's too young to make those type of decisions. Not to say... her being a girl has nothing to do with anything. Like, it's just age-wise. I feel like anyone her age would be like, hey, this is a lot of... Like, not a lot, but like... I don't understand this, agent. Would this be okay? And they're like, yeah, I mean, it's going to give you a shit ton of money. That's the way I see it, just age-wise. Like, issues with that.
Content creator, I would agree with you, but not like a celebrity.
Yeah?
Yeah, not like an A-list celebrity. Like, I could see a content creator making a mistake like that.
Do you feel like it was specifically a phrase out of all of them? Because there was a couple different commercials that were essentially the same thing. I have great genes. But one of them was like, eye color, family, and then that, and then I have great genes. And I think that's the one that like made it not okay with everyone.
I don't know. But I mean, that's just, I don't know, like, dude, this is the year 2025.
Yeah.
And for a company to, you're so dumb, dude, to even like.
And what's funny, so, okay, I understand that there is cancel culture. That is a thing. But specifically right now with what's going on in the world, you know, we have a president that hasn't been nice to immigrants. There's been all these issues. Honestly, it's the worst time to release a commercial like this. Obviously, commercials like this have been released before, but we didn't have an issue mm-hmm. with what's going on in the world. That timing.
The only way that advertising campaign would have worked is if they did it with every nationality, like Sydney Sweeney, and then an Asian K-pop artist, and then African American celebrity. I have great genes, and just each one, like,
I agree with you.
But yeah, to do it to a
for just
Caucasian, whew, man, in this climate in 2025, sheesh, read the room, man.
It's seriously. Like,
but then there's a thing on Twitter, like, people, because of that, people were like saying Sydney Sweeney or that Japanese businesswoman.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the one she said was genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, even eye color. My genes are blue. That was, I think, the biggest one. She's had other phrases as well, but none of them were as direct as family genes specifically. The video has been removed from social media, off of at least American Eagle social media. But yeah, I think the timing on that was really, really bad. No awareness whatsoever. And then I've seen TikToks of people talking about, I work for agencies. It would have gone through so many variations. Everyone's like, yes, 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 let's do it. So there was a lot of checks and balances before this got approved. People are like, it has to be intentional. Like, there's no other way.
Also, when I think of American Eagle, I think of, it's a white person brand.
So this doesn't help them.
It's like saying if it was Tommy Hilfiger,
yeah,
it'd be the same. Ralph Polo, Ralph Lauren, same.
But like, don't get me wrong. I there's been other commercials with other companies that have done very similar. But the timing on the way the world is right now, I think it was really, really bad. And people are going to nitpick specific things because there's things happening in the White House that are not good for anyone but Caucasians.
I know we try not to stay political, but yeah. I'm going to bring up something political.
Go for it.
And it's kind of scary. I think I know how Trump stays president. So what's going to happen is his term is about to end, right? He's going to go to war with the country, and he's not going to step down. He's going to be like, I'm a wartime president. Zelensky did it. Why can't I do it? I'm telling you, that's going to happen, dude. I was thinking about it. I was like, because I know he's not going to want to step down. It's like, what can he do to make it not okay, but like justify it? Is like, oh, he's going to go to war. He's going to actually go to war with the country and be like, I'm a wartime president. You can't. Nope. Zelensky do it. Why can't I do it? I think that's the plan.
And what's frustrating is, I mean, the whole thing right now that he's talking about is how he's not going to go to war. Like, he's a president of peace, and like, he's stopped so many wars, like 50 wars already stopped on his behalf within his 6-month term so far. But I'm pretty, like, I agree. If he does do the whole war thing, he's going to be like, I had to do it. Like, it had to be done. And I don't know. I'm just worried that he will continue to be president.
That's the plan. That's how he's going to do it. Time mark this, and I'm going to be correct when it happens 3 years from now, two years.
I'll clip this and keep it saved. You have anything else to add?
I gotta end it on a good note. Shit. We're going to be at PAX West.
Yeah, we're going to PAX West, guys.
Yes. I think we should...
Meet and greet?
Bone Dark? I think we should... have an awards thing, but we each have one.
Yeah.
So,
like do three awards?
I'll make it. Make the stickers, but I want it. So like I know we did it last time with Karosh, but he handed out cards.
He did like the magic cards.
Yeah, I think. But I want like stickers or decals because the reason why is when I used to go to E3, that's what they showcased. Like when you went to a booth,
yeah,
you would see like stickers. Oh, IGN, you know, best of show, blah 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 blah. I want something like that.
Okay.
So I was thinking, best looking booth, best experience, best indie game, best mainstream game. Best multiplayer. Well, I'll make the stickers, but or if you have any ideas, we'll each have one, and it'll say like Jang's choice and Vargas's choice.
Okay,
I would prefer stickers.
Yeah,
so they could post it, and so it's now, like advertisement too.
Now I have to go through all.
And also, like the magic card, like they, I guess, like when I handed it out, like the guy didn't know who it came from. I guess
so. Put the information.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure the weekly DLC is is huge and.
I mean, you have to make it that huge, but just, you know, have it.
Well, what I want to do is maybe use our symbol.
Yeah.
And then have words underneath.
Like, oh, okay.
Best of show, you know, best indie game.
You can put like a trophy image on top.
But see, that's the thing. Like we've been getting a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Asking for appointment times, but I don't want to commit because like, I don't know where things are and like.
They're so separate. We could be somewhere far away, and then it's all the way on the other side of the second building. That's the thing
that kind of like I only committed to one because it was a game. I was like, oh shit, I'm kind of interested in. But oh, and then we're going to like hopefully the party.
But maybe I mean, so what? So I know the party's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you committed to, the one game that you like, do you know what day that is?
Saturday.
And then you're coming there at. Friday late night, so okay. Yeah. So yeah, you only have Saturday and Sunday. You've already chosen one thing for each day, so I think
I gotta try to do everything on Saturday, which is kind of crazy. Like, cause I kind of want to hand out, or maybe like mid Sunday. I want, but see, that's this thing we can't do everything, and
we can. So what we can do is we can enjoy the day on Saturday, and then maybe like Saturday evening, hand out like one or two of the trophies and then Sunday morning kind of go out and finish.
Yeah, because I think certain trophies we can kind of gauge like, oh, best looking booth. That's easy to like determine.
So we can do that on Saturday night.
Yeah. Okay.
That way, because like, I mean, just do everything little by little and then finish it off. So, but yeah, we'll be at PAX. You guys have no way to reach us. So that's cool.
Reunite with... the weekly DLC or furry, a fellow furry. But yeah, I'm actually pretty stoked for PAX. Like,
yeah, I'm excited. I don't know why.
Biscuit bitch, baby. I'm excited for the food. Damn, I kind of want to eat dicks, even though it's like kind of overrated.
That was the burger spot, right?
Yeah.
I think
I can eat four of those now.
It's better than In-N-Out, dude.
Yeah. Super excited for PAX. Slate Aspire is not going to be there. I was looking at the exhibitor list, and Mega Crit is not going to be there.
But you for sure they were at East?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There is one that you wanted to go to because you assumed. Was it West that you were thinking they were going to be at?
Yeah,
because
they're based in Seattle. And
that's
the only reason why I bought I bought PAX tickets is because of...
Well, now you can get a refund.
Yeah, I know, right? Shit.
All right, so I'm gonna end it there, guys. So I appreciate you guys listening. Sorry that we're political now. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.